Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday the 28th of March and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Tom Rado. Hungary approves Finland's bid to join NATO. Hungary's parliament have approved a bill to allow Finland to join NATO once its application has been ratified by all 30 members of the alliance, ending months of hesitation on part of the ruling Fidesz party. 182 out of 199 MPs voted in favour of the proposal, while 6 voted against, with no one abstaining. The approval came after Turkey pledged to back the Finnish accession last week. By adding Finland, the alliance will be able to begin guarding the Baltic Sea region more thoroughly in order to protect NATO members Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania, who are thought to be possible targets of a future Russian assault. Meanwhile, the bill on Sweden's NATO accession remains stranded in the Hungarian parliament. Poland renews push to ban Russian and Belarusian athletes from Olympics. Poland on Monday renewed its push to ban Russia and Belarus from international sports competitions, calling on the International Olympic Committee to scrap plans to allow Russian and Belarusian athletes to compete in next year's Olympic Games in Paris under a neutral flag. Poland's sports minister, Kamil Bortniczuk, said earlier this year that Russia and its ally Belarus should not be allowed to take part in next year's Olympics, and he stands by this. He added that if Russian and Belarusian athletes are allowed to compete in the Paris Games, Poland could build an international coalition to boycott the event. Today marks day 398 of Russia's war on Ukraine. Poland beat Albania 1-0 in the second European Championships qualifier of Group E. Poland played Albania in the second Group E match at the Stadion Narodowy in Warsaw last night. Having lost to the Czech Republic just days before, recently appointed national team manager Fernando Santos took his side to their first win under his stewardship. It was a lackluster performance from both teams, but Karol Świderski proved the difference in the 41st minute with a goal from close range. Poland seemed mostly comfortable seeing out the match as winners, although Albania did provide a few scares towards the end of the 90 minutes. The result leaves Poland in second place in Group E on 3 points, with 6 more matches to play. Brand new modernised SKM trains will arrive later this year. Good news for all those who use the local SKM rail link services on a daily basis. Maciej Lignowski, president of the management board of the PKP SKM railway service operator, expects the forthcoming modernised rolling stock to allow for faster trains and shortened travel times. He said this week, "I am glad that together with the local government we will be able to utilise this EU funding. Almost half of our fleet consists of several decades-old trains which, although well-maintained, no longer meet modern requirements." Zbigniew Konieczek, president of the management board of Newag SA, has confirmed that the first 8 trains will be delivered by December this year, and the next raft of rolling stock by the end of 2026.
The weather.
Today will be cold, with ongoing rain showers and possibly intermittent snowfall. A strong breeze turning into gales will be coming in from the northwest. Daytime temperatures will see a high of 2 degrees Celsius or 36 degrees Fahrenheit, with expected lows of minus 4 degrees Celsius or 25 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Tomorrow's weather will be less chilly, with similar cloud cover but no rain. From then, the remainder of the week looks to be rainy, but with milder temperatures as we move into the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk English Service News and Weather. Take care and stay safe.